This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum at 8:15 on your Wednesday night. Now, Leo, we love supporting local music here at Joy 94.9, and we've got a special guest in the studio.
I know. He was born in South Africa. He moved to Melbourne as a teenager, and his debut single, All Right, has been added to Joy Daytime a couple of weeks ago. For the first time in the Joy Studios, Seiko.
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Seiko. Hi. Now, this is your first time in Joy, I can't believe it. But you must be amazed by the reaction of your new single, All Right, Daytime on Joy, which is fantastic.
It was awesome. Yeah, I remember waking up one night and you guys were posting stuff about it. Like, people listen to my music. This is crazy.
Yeah, of course.
Now, some really great love, so I appreciate it.
Most stars nowadays come off X Factor or The Voice or one of those awful TV programs. But your singles, you haven't been on any of those shows, and suddenly your single's added to commercial radio and you're sort of getting the success. How did it all come about? Give us a quick rundown.
Well, it's just been a chain of really lucky events, a lot of hard work and a lot of patience, and a great team behind me as well. The likes of Jesse, Mads and Chris, and these are like key people that have just really helped make dreams for me come true, so I'm really appreciative for that. And to not do it without a label or with the show, to get as far as we've gone, it's awesome.
What is the dream then? Because obviously the dream is to become a successful singer-songwriter, but like, in what sort of genre or what sort of space do you want that success to be achieved?
In the sense of genre, I don't know, because I'm kind of fluid between genres, and mm-hmm. I like that about my style. I guess the success for me, for a personal reaction, is I would love to do an album, and I'd love to put my heart and soul into an album. For me, that's my success. If people love it, then that's great. So I don't know if I'd ever do it in a stadium or if I ever just do local yeah. pub gigs. And people love that. But either way, I'll be happy, just as long as people really are loving what I'm doing. And I love what I'm doing as well. So
you mentioned Jesse Hooper before, who, of yeah. course, we know from Killing Heidi. You've also worked with a guy who has worked with like the Kid Empire and John Butler Trio.
Yeah.
How did you guys hook up? How did you guys get to know each other?
Jesse had known Jan, so we hooked up that way and recorded the single actually in Jan's studio, and that was just an awesome experience. They both have such immense knowledge, stuff they've learned over the years, so they just really helped hone my ideas and my vibes for the song and just took it to another level.
The first single is called All Right. Now, out of all the songs that you've like written and you've got in your collection, why did that one stand out as being the one you want to release first?
Just the vibe seemed to be going in the direction that we really wanted to moving forward, you know. The song literally started with the word All Right, because I'm like, this beat, this groove makes yep. me feel all right. It makes me feel good. So I tried to put myself in that mindset of just a really good vibe and couldn't think of a better way to start with a song like that.
Because your sound is very much sort of funk, old school sort of soul vibe, and your influences are like people like Alicia Keys and John Legend and of course Michael Jackson as well. Have you always loved that genre of music, or has it sort of, you sort of fallen into that?
Yeah, I think that's a genre that I've been given with birth, and literally from day one, that's what my family grew up listening to. The old school George Benson's Earth, Wind and Fire, all of those really old school tracks. And so as time evolved, I really got deep into that. But then coming to Australia, I got exposed to other artists as well in other genres. And so that's expanded my taste. And that's why outside of even funk and soul, there's a lot more styles that will come with the Seiko project as well, I'm hoping as well. So we'll mix up some other interesting sounds as well.
How's the buzz been around the whole single? Because obviously it's been added like to Fox FM and it's added here at Joy. So it's getting exposure, which is obviously getting you exposure as well. And suddenly this guy that probably no one had heard of on Twitter, you're probably starting to get tweets from people that are hearing and liking your song. So how's the whole buzz been around?
It's been really, really cool. It's really strange with people showing you so much attention, because I've never really had anything major prior to this.
Yeah,
I remember doing some demos on MySpace in 2008, and that was about as yeah. successful as I ever got with that. It's humbling, and it's really it's a pleasant feeling to have everyone really involved with their support as well. And a lot of people have been sharing it, that and it's extended to past people I know, and that's a really cool thing.
And I guess the deal now is to go and get a record deal and expand on the first single.
don't know what's going to happen next. anything.
Success. That's what's going to happen next.
Anything that leads towards success. Yeah. I'm down for that. Yeah. So.
Very smooth.
Seiko and All Right on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo. And Seiko is our very special guest. Now, apparently there's a bit of a funky video to that one.
Yes, there is. You can check it
out
on YouTube.
Who's the girl in the video?
That is...
Did you pick her personally?
Jesse picked it. That,
oh, okay.
Basically.
Not yourself?
It's not really my place.
Oh, you should do that. You're a star in the video?
Yeah. Now, Jesse, and actually my girlfriend was there as well, and she's like, she gave the tick of approval, so...
Oh, that's a good thing.
She didn't want to be in the video, which is understandable.
Oh, yeah.
How does it feel hearing your songs on the radio? You must feel pretty proud after all the hard work that's gone in beforehand.
Yeah, that was an amazing feeling. I remember the first time I heard it was amazing, but the second time we were coming back from Coles, and we were just talking in the car, and then the song came on, and that was a
bit freaky.
That was a freaky experience, because we looked and we're like, okay, it's not the CD, it's actually coming from the radio. I was like, that's crazy.
Because you're saying before that that Fox FM picked up a single quite early on, is that right?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
That was just
good PR people.
Amazing PR people. Yeah. And Amanda at Fox as well was really responsive to that, so they just were on board, and it was just so cool to see that, you know, they're appreciating the local talent as well like that, and really supporting and behind us. So
the single's out online right now.
Yeah.
I guess what's coming up for you in the next few months?
Well, hopefully just a few more singles. Yeah, we'd really love to get a few more singles out and test the water with the style and what people would want to hear from me. But I'm really, really happy with what we've got in the works. Some really exciting stuff. So hopefully we'll do some singles and then work towards an album within a year.
See how it all goes.
Yeah.
Now, if people do want to get in touch with you, how do they do that on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, well, I've got my socials, Seiko Music on Facebook, Seiko Music on Instagram, on Twitter as well. We've also got a website, and check us out on SoundCloud. All of it's Seeko and then Music. So I've got all my socials up there, and you can keep track of what's happening.
All the very, very best.
Yeah,
and we
Thank
hope it all goes
much.
Well for you. And you're welcome back in here anytime you want to come
I really
in
appreciate
and bring
it,
us in some new music.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us in the Sound Museum. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.